We begin today with the ongoing tensions between Ukraine and Russia. U.S. troops arrived in Poland today as Russia continues talks with the U.S. and NATO countries. President Biden saying he is ready to impose the most severe sanctions ever imposed on Russia. News Asian correspondent Kelly Meyer joins us now. Kelly, is there any hope for de-escalation at this point?
Well, Nicole, the U.S. is still pushing for that, hoping that diplomacy can still be found here. But we have some late-breaking news to tell you about. Less than an hour ago, we heard from President Biden meeting with his German counterpart, Olaf Scholz. Both the U.S. and Germany warning of a high price for Russia should they move forward with an invasion. The two leaders working to show a unified front against Moscow as the first U.S. troops arrive to support allies in the region. Today, a C-17 carrying U.S. military equipment wheels down in Poland, as many as 1,700 U.S. troops from Fort Bragg to be deployed to that Eastern European country, which shares a long border with Ukraine. This is the president standing side by side with German Chancellor Scholz, the newly installed leader of a key European ally, issuing a stark warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Take a listen.
I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating, and he would pay a heavy price.
And today, Putin meeting in Moscow with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron looking for a, quote, useful response from Putin in avoiding war, adding he doesn't believe in, quote, spontaneous miracles. But even as Putin sends more troops and arms to the Ukrainian border ahead of a possible invasion, President Biden says he doesn't believe he has made up his mind on whether to move. This as the U.S. and allies are preparing for the worst. President Biden today telling Americans in Ukraine that now is the time to leave, and Ukraine holding tactical drills, testing anti-tank weapons in southern Ukraine. Nicole.
All right, so Kelly, Germany depends on Russian natural gas to run its economy, but now a new pipeline from Russia to Germany could be a casualty of this conflict. What can you tell us about that?
That's right, Nicole. It's called Nord Stream 2. It's set to be open sometime later this year. While the Germans have not clearly said whether they want the pipeline to be part of sanctions against Russia, today President Biden said if it comes to war, there will not be a Nord Stream 2.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that.